There, do you have any idea what you're listening to?
London Philharmonic?
It's Venus.
Uh-huh.
Venus.
Why not? We've bounced signals off the moon's surface. There's no reason that Venus shouldn't radiate impulses.
I don't mean the static. Can't you hear it, the other thing?
What other thing?
Listen to it, Paul. Listen to the voice.
Hello and welcome to Media Geek. This is your weekly look at the world of grassroots and independent media in our media environment. My name is Paul Riesmanel. I'm your host. At the controls is producer Drew Tirico. On today's program, Citizen Action. And when the state doesn't like it. The ACLU today released a statement in support of a local man who is accused of eavesdropping on police who are doing their job in public. We'll also talk a little bit about public access television in Urbana. And whether or not it'll be running more political content. All on today's Media Geek. Do stay tuned. So a story we've been following for the last few weeks regards Martel Miller. He's a local Champaign man and an African-American man who is part of an organization called Visionaries for Educating Youth and Adults, or VIA. And as part of his efforts with that organization was videotaping police conduct, both in the African-American neighborhoods in Champaign as well as in the campus town area, which is primarily habitated by students. He's trying to document how the police treat people in his community as well as how they treat people in other parts of Champaign to try and show how there are disparities. The police have then, and the Champaign police, have charged him with criminal eavesdropping for doing this videotaping in public, on public streets, and quite out in the open. Now the case has caught the attention of the Illinois American Civil Liberties Union, which was part of a press conference this afternoon at the Champaign Public Library at 2 p.m., along with several other community organizations who all came together to support Martel in this case he has with the authorities of Champaign. And so we have some audio from that where you can hear some supporters as well as a statement from the Illinois American Civil Liberties Union.
Good afternoon. My name is Jerome Chambers. I am pastor at the Liberty Temple Church here in Champaign. We have come together here today to show our solidarity. It's no secret that something out of the blue has caused two men to be arrested and accused of wrongdoing. Two questions come to my mind, and perhaps I'll ask one. Is justice possible? Glad you ask. It's high time that certain issues, such as this one in which Martel Miller is involved, must be observed closely. For instance, number one, is it right for some people and wrong for other people to engage in what has been called eavesdropping? That's question number one. For me, number two is who's really getting shortchanged here? Are the minorities causing that much of a problem that their right for freedom of speech is being questioned? Civil rights and human rights are in question. Who has the right to do what? The quest to bring about a citizens' review board has been in the making for some time now. And for some reason, the idea has been snubbed. Perhaps we wouldn't be here today in this forum if accountability to the community were satisfied. In conclusion, we who are minorities must revisit Ralph Bunche's position as it relates to the focus of democracy and not letting majority rule crush minority rights.
Hello, my name is Rachel Deakus, and I speak to you today as a representative of the Champaign County ACLU and of the ACLU of Illinois. The ACLU of Illinois, along with its more than 15,000 members from every corner of the state, supports the right of an individual or organization to videotape government activity in a public place, including police detentions of civilians. The First Amendment of the U.S. Constitution protects the public's right to seek redress for grievances from the government. This includes the right to collect information regarding the government's actions. The First Amendment also protects the freedom of the press to report on government actions and the public's right to receive this news. These rights promote government accountability, one of our core national values. These rights are especially important when it comes to law enforcement. One reasonable step to ensure police accountability is for civilians to monitor the behavior of police officers in the streets and sidewalks of their communities. Videotape is simply an effective monitoring technique, creating an object record of interactions between police and civilians. The videotape of the Rodney King beating is one example of the appropriate use of videotape to document law enforcement activity. A person standing in the public way ordinarily can have no reasonable expectation that their words or actions will remain private. This is especially true for government officials carrying out police duties. Finally, videotaping ordinarily will not interfere with police officers in performing their duties. Accordingly, the ACLU of Illinois calls upon the Champaign County State's Attorney, John Pylon, to drop its prosecution of Martell Miller. Thank you.
We want to thank the present State's Attorney for being the catalyst that united all of these wonderful people from various backgrounds. Many of us who have shown great interest in this issue have never met before, never sat together, and may have never found common ground if it weren't for his efforts. So we thank him. Also, as a result of his efforts, citizens who may not have become involved in such issues now see the need for ongoing organizing, community education, and a massive voters registration drive. Therefore, CU Citizens for Peace and Justice will mobilize the community to see that crucial reforms within the police community are made and will build a coalition of organizations throughout the city to continuously address injustice. Our constitutional propositions consist of the passing of legislation specifically allowing citizens to record their interaction with police officers and all other government officials employed in their official capacity. Citizens must be free to record all such governmental representatives both visually and audibly. The immediate establishment of a committee to begin the formation process of a citizens' review board. Throughout recent history, events that have helped to change public policy in relationship to police brutality, government corruption, citizen criminal activity have at one time or another been caught on audio or visual devices. This law and its constitutionality is the issue that must be and will be addressed, or at some time or another, we will all fall victim to such a frivolous law.
And that last person speaking was Carol Ammons, it's Carol Ammons, who is with Champaign-Urbana Citizens for Peace and Justice. We also heard from Rachel Deakus, who is with the Champaign County American Civil Liberties Union. And we start off with Pastor Jerome Chambers from Liberty Church in Champaign. They're all there to speak in support of Martell Miller, who has recently been charged with felony eavesdropping for recording the actions of police in the public streets. And joining us here in the studio is Nicole Lamers, who has been with VIA, the organization that Martell works with, Visionaries for Educating Youth and Adults, since its inception. Thanks for joining us, Nicole.
Thank you.
And you did speak at the press conference today, and you gave us some background on first, you know, why the organization VIA exists and why it's in the streets recording what the police do. Maybe you could retell a little bit of that for us.
Okay, well, I can tell how I got involved in it.
Sure.
I met Patrick Thompson and Martell Miller, along with the other people who have been part of VIA, at a university conference in January on education or incarceration. And I heard them speak out, and when I say speak out, they weren't invited guests. They came, they found out about it, and they wanted to say, hey, you know, you're having this academic conference, why aren't you inviting the people who are most affected by it? And so we started meeting with them, and, you know, they really just, I could see from my interactions with them the way that they really are involved in the community, the way that the youth look up to them, the way that they help the youth out, the way, you know, just that they really are visionaries for their community. And so we've been working together trying to build a program that would basically involve ex-offenders working as mentors to youth because they understand the situation that the youth find themselves in. As part of that, we started organizing forums. We had the first forum May 1st, and the basic idea was to invite police, people from the community, the law enforcement, to talk with people from the community about the relationships and kind of the tensions that exist. And so part of the reason that they wanted to do this was also to just show that there is a need for a program like they're talking about. And so Citizen Watch kind of grew out of that. Part of it was to hold the police accountable, but also to hold those being pulled over accountable. So that's why they focused on traffic stops. But they also wanted to show kind of the disparity between who is being pulled over, how they're treated when they're pulled over, where the concentration of enforcement is, and what effect that has on the youth, and what the effect that it has on the community. So that's how Citizen Watch kind of started.
And it seems like the recording of the police is being interpreted as an aggressive act by the state's attorney and by the Champaign police force. Is it intended to be aggressive? Is it intended to be anti-police?
Absolutely not. It's quite the opposite. It's actually meant to help build community relations. The chief of police of Champaign was at the forum. Before they started, they sent letters to the chief of police, the mayor, the city manager. There was never any response, but we know that they were received. So they knew what the goal of the Citizen Watch was. So it's not at all anti-police. It's actually trying to find a way to work together so that they understand one another.
So out of videotaping many of these police stops or the traffic stops that have happened in Champaign, VIA has put together a documentary.
Yes.
And it was going to air on Urbana Public TV, which is public access TV, and it didn't.
Yes.
What happened?
Well, the day after it was dropped off, apparently, the person in charge of UPTV had been asked to hand it over to the Urbana Police Department.
Which is all in the same building, right? It's in the city building there on Vine Street in Urbana, so yeah. It's not even a far stretch.
No. You have to walk downstairs, I believe. Yeah. So they asked, they confiscated it, basically. But the thing is that Martel, who was the person who had dropped it off, didn't even know about it. He wasn't notified at all that the film was taken. He found out when he went in there just to make sure about the times that it was going to play for the month so that we could advertise them, et cetera, et cetera. And he was told that it couldn't be shown that it had been taken. And the reason that they gave was because Martel was under investigation for eavesdropping charges. But he was under investigation in Champaign. And
So essentially, the tape was being confiscated for evidentiary purposes.
It wasn't stated that way, but one can only assume.
I see.
So, but also, I mean, it's important to note too that they said that it's needed for the case. But when he was given the citation for eavesdropping, when he was first arrested for it. Or not arrested for it. They confiscated his camera and the tape that he was filming. So there's no way that any of that footage could have been on that documentary. So I think that's important to note that it's impossible that anything relevant to his case could have been on that tape.
So, but what would have been relevant, at least according to the police, was in the documentary which had been produced, which had segments from previous recordings. Now, are the sort of master tapes that make up the documentary, have they been seized by the police?
No, they haven't.
Okay. And there are copies of the documentary itself now.
Oh, yeah.
And they're going, and you played some segments, and we're going to hear some audio in just a moment, to the press conference, which was attended by pretty much all the major media, including the two major TV news channels, WILL AM, I saw there, as well as, I think there's someone from the News Gazette.
Mm-hmm.
So covered by all the major media, we're able to see some of the segments on this tape, and members of the public will be able to see this tape as well, correct?
Yes.
When and where?
The first showing is going to be tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock at the Champaign Public Library Auditorium. The second showing will be Sunday afternoon, 1 o'clock, at Boardman's Art Theater in downtown Champaign.
And that's on, that's like Main Street and Randolph in downtown Champaign, between Randolph and Walnut Streets. Actually, in Neal Street. And so let's actually hear a little bit there. We have a few segments, audio segments, because obviously video doesn't play so well on the radio. Mm-hmm. Drew, could you set up what we're about to hear?
Sure. This first clip is Martell talking to Martell Miller, who was charged with three counts. He's talking to Sergeant Griffitt of the Champaign Police Department, and this is Griffitt approaches Martell after Martell has been filming them directing traffic out of a club, and he asks him a question. You'll hear it right here.
I'm on videotape. I'm curious as to what you think that was done that was improper.
I don't know. I ain't say nothing improper. I'm just, you know.
Just wondering. Just ask.
I don't never say you've been doing nothing wrong. I know y'all must be right. I don't never say
now
I'm doing
nothing. No, I mean, I think that, I mean, here these two people were fighting. We separated them once before, gave them an opportunity to walk home, and they did.
All right.
I think that it's very, very appropriate that they get charged as safe.
You know what? You know, I ain't bothered y'all, Griffin.
I'm not saying you're bothering me. I'm not bothered at all. I'm just coming to explain to you and ask you right up front why you're out here.
I just, when y'all, I'm out.
That's fine. I have no problem with that.
Right.
I work for the citizens of Champaign.
Right. I do too.
You know?
And so that was Martell Miller speaking to Sergeant Griffitt of the Champaign Police Department, who approached him. I assume he saw the video camera and saw that it was on, to ask him why he was videotaping some of their action. Out. Do you know where was the location that the police were? Do you know?
I'm not really sure what the location was there, but
it was during.
It wasn't made explicit, but yeah, it was during some. You know, they'd broken up a fight. He said that, you know, there were a group of people.
Some crowd control,
yeah,
some sort.
Just kind of a crowd control thing. I wanted to point out something too about the audio on these clips. You know, the audio is kind of poor quality in these clips, and that's for a reason. It's because the only audio was taken by a camcorder, by the microphone that was built into the camcorder. So, I mean, this is audio that would have been maybe heard by someone if they were walking down the street.
This is a subterfuge. It wasn't someone walking up with some sort of cordless mic some sort of remote mic and sticking it in where the camcorder wouldn't be able to hear.
Right.
So if you're across the street, the camcorder hears what you would hear standing across the street.
Yeah, even less because microphones aren't even
Microphones aren't as good as our ears.
Exactly.
So, okay, and so what's the next segment we have here?
The next segment is four young men who voluntarily spoke to the camera, to Martell, or I believe it might have been Patrick Thompson, who was filming this time, after they had been stopped by the police in a traffic stop.
License. New York, and we riding the police, and we got insurance, and we got license plates, and we got license.
I swear, every day.
Would y'all please stop harassing?
I've been barred out of Bradley and Killian for no reason, because they say I got arrested in there one time, but that's not true. You know what I'm saying? I've been barred for no reason. They told me I had to go holler at the board members for the BMK, you know what I'm saying, to get it dropped. Then every time I go from here to Urbana, it's either Urbana that's on my back, or it's either Champaign for no reason, because they see the blue Chevy.
So he was saying that the cops always harass him because they see his car, they know who he is, they know he's probably got friends in his car with him, so they stop him, pull him over, what are you guys doing, where are you going?
Every time he crosses Wright Street, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and what's up next here?
And next is a man who was sitting on a curb when five police cars pulled up and were talking to him. You can't really hear what was said between them because the camera was at a distance, and you know, you could only hear what you would hear if you were on the street. But after the police leave, and it looked like it was just a display of force from the police, he made some comments to the camera. He saw that the camera was there, and he made these comments to Via.
You seen that? You seen it too? 12 police officers to come over here. And I seen y'all be on TV all the time. It took 5-6 police officers to come over here for one person. And I be seeing y'all on TV saying that shit. And you keep on following that shit. Every time. It don't take that many police officers.
So, what?
I'm glad you're over here.
What's the problem?
Every time. Man, that's harassment like as soon as I say my name, they start swarming over here. It don't take 5-6 police to come over here for one person.
it was a man's comments about how many police it takes to talk to one person. They didn't arrest him or anything. They just came and talked to him, and then they left. This is all you saw in the video.
Hmm. And our fourth segment?
Fourth segment is an Urbana police sergeant. What was his name, Nikki? Did you know?
It's Sergeant Cobb.
Sergeant Cobb. He's a sergeant. He volunteered his opinions about Patrick Thompson videotaping him during this police action where they were herding kids down the street after the Champaign County Fair let out. They're trying to get these kids moving, make sure they go home, make sure there was no trouble on the street. And they saw Patrick there the whole time filming them, and he gave his comments to Patrick. And this is before he and Miller were charged with eavesdropping.
But this is in the city of Urbana.
Right, this is in Urbana.
Excuse me.
Yes, sir, Mr. Thompson.
So, now, you stated that I was in violation of the law for filming.
You yourself?
Yeah, me.
I'm going to be honest with you. When you look at the eavesdrop laws and snare, it is illegal. However, it's something that's never enforced. News media does all the time. The police even do it all the time. So, I'm going to be honest with you. It's considered illegal, but has anyone ever enforced it? No. Will I enforce it upon you? Probably not, because if I do it to you, then I got to do it to myself when I get out and videotape. Your rig's on the exception, traffic stop. So and this is not obviously not a traffic stop.
Right, so that means we both would be going to jail then, huh?
Pretty much. So that's my understanding of the law. So therefore, yeah. Like I said, I have a hard time coming down on you for something I do myself.
Okay.
So the media does it as well.
Well, we'll check into that then, make sure.
If I'm going to be honest, it is illegal. You might want to take a look into it. Will we ever enforce it upon you? Probably not.
We don't want to be violating the law.
So that's an Urbana police officer saying they probably wouldn't enforce the eavesdropping law, although the Champaign Police Department apparently has. And, Nikki, you showed another piece of video, which really won't work on radio because it was all visual, in which an official of Champaign County was videotaping the people videotaping them.
Yeah, that's true.
So who is this person?
The person who was taping was the state's prosecutor, Elizabeth Dobson, the person who has actually brought these charges up against Martel and Patrick. And again, she's been identified by several people on the tape, and you can clearly see that she's filming them film because she's not pointing the camera at the traffic stop that was taking place.
And we don't know. I mean, as far as my reading of the law, which I did go back and read, eavesdropping seems to apply. If it applies to Martel Miller, it applies to the any official of Champaign County, the police, the mayor, on down the line.
Yeah, right. Police officers are specifically named in the wording of the law that includes police officers for eavesdropping.
So the ACLU released a statement today, and so, Nicole, that means that they are reviewing the case and thinking about supporting Martel and pursuing his case and defending himself, and I suppose also challenging the constitutionality of the Illinois eavesdropping law.
Exactly, yes.
And so for people who realize that, it's not just Martel Miller, but it could be anybody with a video camera anywhere, including journalists, including someone at a Little League ball game, or amongst many places where you might want to carry a video camera. What can they do? What can they do to sort of speak out and or support Martel?
Well, at the showings, we're going to try to get kind of an organization formed in support. So we'll be planning on meeting next Thursday, September 16th, around 7 o'clock p.m. The location is to be announced, but you can find it on the website at www.via.org. But yeah, we're going to get together and try to find out all the different ways that we can support Martel and really examine the situation, as well as the situation of eavesdropping in this particular case, but also the situation that led to all of this exploding as it has.
Right, because it was brought on by observations of how the police act with regard to African-American citizens and how that is different from how they act to other citizens in Champaign-Urbana. There's something underneath all of this.
Exactly.
Okay, well, and of course you can see the videos yourself tomorrow, Saturday, at the Champaign Public Library at 4 p.m. and on Saturday at 1 p.m. at Bordeman's Art Theater, which is on Main
Street.
Sunday at 1 p.m. on Main Street in downtown Champaign, Bordman's Art Theater. Nicole, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
And you are listening to Media Geek.
I just wanted to say also the video clips of this video are also available online at VIA's website at www.via.org, VEYA.org.
That's right. Well, we can't bring you to the radio. We bring you on the web.
Welcome back to Media Geek. Our next piece of news here is the UPTV Commission, which meets quarterly. It will convene for their quarterly meeting this Monday, September 13th, at noon. On the agenda once again is the issue of Democracy Now!, which we've talked about on Media Geek in the past. Randall Cotton has collected over 500 signatures in a petition drive to get Democracy Now! Onto UPTV. Since UPTV is supposed to be a public access forum, there is no problem with the content of Democracy Now! But Mayor Todd Satterthwaite appears to be concerned with a more subtle question of whether the city of Urbana, which runs UPTV, should affiliate itself with the Pacifica network in order to carry the program's feed from a satellite live. Cotton has accused the mayor of using his hair-splitting technique to undermine the public's interest. Here's a comment from Mayor Satterthwaite, which we played in our last segment of Media Geek about this issue, from the special meeting of the UPTV Commission in July.
What kind of precedent are we setting? You know, who is going to be next to ask for this kind of programming? Is it going to be the National Rifle Association wanting to put a dish on our rope and broadcasting? Is it the KKK? Is it Matt Hale and his supporters? And once you open the door, you have to welcome whoever walks through it.
Randall Cotton writes in response, posted to Urbana Indie Media, ucimc.org, quote, Matt Hale, the notorious white supremacist, is not a resident of Champaign-Urbana, so he wouldn't be allowed on UPTV. Also, the NRA and the KKK couldn't get on UPTV because organizations have to be tax-exempt or nonprofit organizations registered in Illinois and serving Urbana residents to get time on UPTV. If the mayor paused for just a minute to review the plausibility of his premise, he would have dismissed it as preposterous. I think it's telling that he chose not to, end quote. Ultimately, the decision of whether or not to air Democracy Now! Was tabled until Monday's meeting, and Randall Cotton and other concerned residents are seeking a public presence at this meeting in the hopes that the commission will honor the petition signed by over 500 people in town. And once again, this meeting is Monday, September 13th at noon in the Urbana City Council chambers.
And I believe that meeting is also carried live on UPTV. Mm-hmm. Is that Channel 6?
Yes, it is Channel 6.
It's Channel 6 if you have Insight Cable in Champaign, Urbana, and Savoy. So you can watch it live. And, of course, another issue that brings up UPTV is the fact that Martel Miller's videotape, his documentary on police action in Champaign and Urbana, was confiscated from UPTV by Urbana police. Apparently for Champaign mm-hmm. police. Mm-hmm. And so you do have an issue of really a level of, I guess, press freedom when you really break it down, because it would be the same as the police walking into NBC to seize a tape that might be played on Dateline, or walking into CBS to seize a tape that might be played on 60 Minutes, you know, to be used as evidence either against the journalists themselves or against somebody else.
Right.
And many journalists have gone to jail in contempt of court charges in order to protect their sources, in order to protect the ability for journalists to go out and find the truth, regardless of how well power wants that to happen. And we do want to make a quick note of clarification. We played a segment, which was a clip of Martel Miller talking to Sergeant Griffith of Champaign Police, and he has brought charges, one of the charges, against Martel Miller and Patrick Thompson, who is one of the other guys videotaping with Via, as a result of that videotape. So he's added his own charges, although it sounds to me as though he
acknowledged the presence of the video by speaking directly to it. So
I don't know. I can provide no legal interpretation.
Yeah, neither can I.
We will continue to follow the story as it develops. I mean, Media Geek is here to really look at these issues of freedom of speech, freedom to communicate, freedom to document, freedom to be your own media, freedom to be your own journalist. That brings us to the close of another edition of Media Geek. Media Geek's producer is Drew Tirico, and I'm Paul Riesmandel. The Media Geek Radio Show is free to rebroadcast by non-commercial stations for non-profit purposes. Please contact us for permission to excerpt. Email me at paul@mediageek.org. Thanks for tuning in.